Oh! Oh!
Let's go for a walk. Let's go for a walk. Let's go outside.
The year is 2033, and Paul McCartney's 95 years old. His buddy Ringo Starr, the two remaining band members of that infamous group called the Beatles in the 60s and 70s, is 154. Let's go into the rest home for these rock stars and have a little interview if they're able to still talk. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
Hello, Ringo.
Hello. That's a nice tie you got on.
Thank you. Paul, you've always been an advocate for marijuana use.
Well, yes. I have, actually. I mean, I smoked it when Linda and I traveled into Japan and I got arrested for it. And I say, if you're going to get arrested for something, you might as well make it legal.
Ringo?
Well, I never had that problem. I just play with my drums and I've got the all-star band. I still play at age 154 and I don't need grass or any kind of a drug to keep me happy. Yes, but Ringo, so many people smoke it anyway. They're not doing anybody any harm. Why not just let them smoke it without throwing them in jail? What's the harm in that? I mean, isn't that a waste of taxpayers' money?
Paul, you and I go back a long ways. And God knows we love George, and we love to death John. But for Christ's sake, can you get off this marijuana kick? I mean, it's old history. Let's play some new music. We've still got a heart beating in us, don't we? You can still move your bass fingers, eh? You can still sing a tune.
Well, I'm not sure about the latter.
Oh, try it. Give it a shot. Come on, sing one of your songs. Anything that comes into mind. Just give it a shot. Oh, go on. All right, Ringo, let's see. You don't mind, interviewer? No, not at all. All right. We're kind of taking over the show, aren't we? Well, you always did. You've got talent, boy. Go. Do whatever. All right. Let me see. 90. How old am I? Can I have another sip of that tea, please? All right, let's try it now. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Come on, Paul, you can do it. I know you can. I can play steel drums. Look it, I'll play drums with you. Okay, go ahead. I'll play the drums. Change the marks a little bit. Get a little bit of stereo. You know, we used to play on those TIAC A3440s, you know? That's what we did the whole Sgt. Pepper's band on. All right, now go ahead and do it, and I'll play some pencils on this little cafe tray that I got here with this wonderful muffin and runny jello. All right, here we go. All right. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. That's good, Paul. Good. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. Go, Paul, go. Oh, your life. Oh, my back hurts. Go, Paul. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Go, Paul, go. Blackbird, fly into the night of my heart. Oh, my pacemaker. Should we take a breath, kids? Please. Paul, inspire me to do another.
All Star Tour with Eric Clapton.
This is really good tea. George would have loved it.
And John.
Oh, they've got marvelous things up there in heaven. Imagine there's no heaven at all. But then where's Linda? And where's that model with the fake armature, ligature, or whatever? Paul, let me have some of that tea. Oh, that is good. A little bit of marijuana.
Poop and pee. Poop and pee. Let's poop and pee.
Let's go outside. Wanna go outside? Wanna go outside? Let's go outside. Mm-mm, let's go outside. Let's go outside.
Please.
Actually, Paul, you probably should give up singing too.
Well, that's not a very nice thing to say, Ringo. Well, at least we're bunkmates here. Could be worse, you know. All of our wives are dead. We've still got each other. Two remaining members of the big group, the Beatles. It's like we're on our own yellow submarine. Yes, with the bedpans nearby. Well, Ringo, you're not so hot yourself. I bet if you didn't have your drums in front of you, you wouldn't be able to do much. Ah, me and Tom Petty and Eric Clapton, all we do fine with the All-Star Band. Yes, but, well, take your drumsticks away, and I bet you couldn't sing too good either at 154. When I'm 154, that's my song. Well, I thought it said Lennon McCartney. Yeah, but we've traded off. Go ahead, sing one of your songs. You're so great, Ringo. Oh, no, no. Go on. I won't tell anyone if you screw up. All right, here we go. Since nobody's listening, and it's just you and me at 11 o'clock at night, I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. Oh, go, Ringo. He'd let us in, know where we've been in his octopus's garden in the shade. Go, go, go. I'd ask my friends to come and see an octopus's garden with me. Oh, go, Ringo, I'd like to be, oh, under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. See, you can't do it either, Ringo. You've had it. You're too old. When I'm 154. Shut up. Please.
Anyway, we listened to Robin's Imagination Station before Shut Up Please tonight, and stay tuned now for Chip Colcord's Out of the Woods, all the way from New Hampshire. 3 hours and more of wonderful acoustic music. Be sure, again, to be reminded to listen to Rural War Room every Friday night here at Pinecone Radio 100.9 FM.